There's a major change in tactics today on that massive wildfire south of Denver. Firefighters are now directly attacking the flames closest to thousands of homes at the southern tip of the Denver metropolitan area. NPR's Howard Berkus is in Castle Rock, Colorado, where he's been watching this fire since yesterday. Howard, why have the firefighters actually decided to change their approach to the fire?
Well, there are two reasons that they give. One is that the winds have died down a bit, allowing them to get firefighters in there at the front end of this blaze on the north and east side of it, where heavy winds and erratic winds since the fire began on Saturday have made it really too dangerous to fight. And the other reason is they actually have firefighters to put in there. They are today getting hundreds of firefighters, as many as 1,800, and some of them will be posted on that side of the blaze, and they'll be attacking it more aggressively. There's also there may be another reason which they don't acknowledge, but there's also been pressure from some homeowners for more aggressive firefighting tactics. Some people have complained that firefighters haven't been doing enough.
Does this mean now that the firefighters are actually closer to containing the blaze?
No. You know, a couple of days ago they said the fire was 5% contained, which of course isn't very much, and then the fire swept over that containment line. It's back to 5% today. They don't really have any idea how long it will take them to contain this blaze. And we've seen fires like this burn until, you know, the snow falls. It's such a vast area, more than 100, I think I've heard 130,000 acres, which could possibly burn. And it could burn for a while until the rain starts or the snow starts.
Give us a sense, though, of the places that are actually threatened. Many of us aren't familiar with the Denver area. Is it typical suburban neighborhoods, tract houses, malls, et cetera?
Not what I've seen, and I have not been around the entire perimeter of the fire. Again, it's huge, it's massive. But mostly what I've seen are there are some tract developments. There are some subdivisions, generally rural kinds of subdivisions. Some of them are in the woods, in ponderosa pine forest, which actually have evolved with fire. Some are in a more open country, grassy sort of meadow, rolling hills kind of country. Some are in mountainous terrain, very steep mountainous terrain. It's a real mix, but it's mostly the sprawl going out from Denver that has reached into the wilder sort of fringes of the Denver metropolitan area.
And Howard, you've been talking to some of the people whose homes are threatened. How worried are they?
Everybody I talk to is worried, very worried, because they saw what this fire did a few days ago, which is it moved at a mile an hour, went 16 miles in 16 hours, which is extraordinary fire behavior, pushed by the winds. And if it does that again, if it moves that far in that kind of time, it'll be in an area where there are tens of thousands of people living. So they're quite concerned. People are moving out. They've got their animals out. There are probably about 30,000 people who have been told to be put on alert, and they're getting ready to go. They've been told you got to go on a moment's notice.
Thanks, Howard.
Thank you, Leanne.
NPR's Howard Berkus with an update on the wildfire burning just south of Denver, Colorado.